Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The bravest thing I have ever done. Bravest. I will never forget it. Before Emily was born, I was about 6 months pregnant, and Ted and I went to have like a baby moon, you know, where you grab that last moment of kid-free time and you go somewhere fun and forget like how your life is going to change. So we went on a baby moon to the UP, to Munising, and we went all the way up and all the way back without me making one single plan of how far we were going to drive each day, where we were going to stay, what we were going to eat, all of it. We just went, we got in the car, and we drove. We knew ultimately we were going to end up in Munising, but everything else, I just went with the flow. Do you know how huge that is for me? I like to plan every single detail. Before that baby moon, I would have said, okay, we're going to drive 75 miles, and we're going to stop in Saginaw, and we're going to stay here, and we're going to eat this, and you are going to like it. A little bossy. It was the bravest thing I had ever done, because I like to make plans, and on this trip, I said, you know what, we're just going to go with the flow. Who else likes to make a lot of plans? I am with my people. We like to make plans, and when they don't go according to what we have so carefully planned, what do? We get anxious. We get upset. We might want to turn around and go home, right? And you can feel the energy in your family, right? If mom starts to get upset, the kids start to get upset, and then dad gets upset, and then everybody's playing against each other. You think, why did I even do this? We like our plans to go according to what we plan. But today, in the gospel and in the Old Testament, we see that God sends his son, Jesus, to disrupt us, to disrupt all of our carefully laid plans, and to disrupt us for our spiritual growth. Now, if you've ever been with a child, you know that it changes your life radically, right? Radically. You can't even begin to imagine how much this tiny baby is going to change your life. And so when we get close to Christmas and we have the baby Jesus, you know, it's easy for my mom brain and my future grandma brain, I hope, not anytime soon, says, oh, baby Jesus wrapped in clothes and he's laying in a manger, which I can ignore for the moment because I see him in a hospital and you pick him up and he's doing that newborn coo. And he smells so good at the top of his head. And you think, this Jesus is going to be the one that I can control, that will do everything according to what I want to do in my life. But right from the very beginning, Jesus disrupts everything. First, Jesus, he's not even born yet. Jesus disrupts Mary. You know, she was 14 to 15 years old. She wasn't married. She was engaged, which was a legal contract back in the day. It means that we're definitely getting married, but we're not married yet. She's 15 years old, and she gets pregnant by the Holy Spirit. But who's going to believe that story in a small community? It wasn't how she was planning the rest of her life. And Joseph. Joseph has all these plans. He's a deeply faithful man. And he knows that to help Mary and to be supportive of this woman that he loves, he needs to dismiss her quietly, Matthew says, so that she's not shamed in public. And an angel of the Lord comes to him and says, keep her, and be with her while she bears this son. And a little bit later in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has been born. He's still, you know, kind of an unassuming God at this point. He's not disrupting a whole lot. But the angel comes back to Joseph and says, guess what? You have to go to Egypt with a toddler and a postpartum woman on a donkey and a camel. Not how Joseph had planned it to go. What if the times when our plans get mixed up and our lives feel all sorts of unshaky and unsettled, what if that is the baby Jesus disrupting us? Disrupting us out of our comfort zones where it says that I can control everything within my sphere of influence. I can plan everything, and God will just simply rubber stamp it because I am a member of St. Thomas Lutheran Church. Wouldn't that be a nice, like, get-out-of-jail-free card? Sometimes we want Jesus just to rubber stamp our life, but Jesus again and again shows us that he is a disruptor in our lives, that he shakes us up so that we don't get too caught in our belief that we can control our lives, that we own our lives. Ultimately, they belong to God, the original planner, the master planner. Sometimes when things are shaken up, that is God at work saying, you know what, I know you're comfortable here, but I want you to go and be over here. I want you to serve my people over here. I want you to go and trust and grow in trust. Because once you figure out that God is not going to fail you, you get bolder as you go. Jesus is here to disrupt us. The good news of this is that Jesus loves us just the way we are. There's not one person in this room or in this world that Jesus did not die for, that Jesus turned away from and said, you're on your own. But the better news is that Jesus loves us enough to not let us stay where we're at, that Jesus disrupts us enough to seek him out, to draw near to him, to ask him, God, I don't know what this is, but I hope that you're going to trust or lead me through it. Now, does this mean that I think that God gives us bad things to get our attention? Absolutely not. I do not want you walking out of here with that thought. But when life happens as it does, God is walking with us through it to help us grow in our faith. There's a reason that every encounter with the holy in Scripture starts with the angels or with God himself saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Because when it's easy to get afraid, when our lives are turned upside down, when they feel shaky, when nothing is going according to what we plan, it's scary. But God comes to us in this innocent little baby in the way that only God himself can and says, don't be afraid. This baby, this unassuming, sweet-tasting newborn baby is going to disrupt you, is going to shake you up, and is going to draw near to you in the worst and the best times of your life. This week, we get to proclaim that to people. We can go and tell it on the mountain. We can talk about how we have been changed, about how when things didn't go according to plan in 5 years, we saw that it was God's best plan for us, although we didn't know it at the time. So think this week about how God has been active in your life. And on Tuesday night, my friends, as people who are here 95% of the time, 100% of the time, when people who come in who haven't been here since Easter, talk to them. Please don't say, where have you been? But tell them about how God has been at work in your life. Welcome them and invite them to sit in your seat. Invite them to sit in your enemy's seat. But tell the story about how God is working in our lives, because when people come to church on Christmas or Easter, they want to hear that. May this Christmas season draw us closer to Jesus. May we welcome his disruption with open arms. And may we always share what God has done in our lives to our neighbors and our friends and our family. Amen.